98.1 KZE on the line with me today. The co-creators of the Moon Bloom Music Festival, we have Kate Moranville-Heiser and Tori Cummings. Kate, Tori, thanks for hopping on with me.
Thanks for having us on today.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
I'm so excited that Moon Bloom exists, first and foremost. I think it's such a cool concept for a festival, and we're so excited to be partnering with you guys. So would one or both of you like to start by kind of telling us the origin story of Moon Bloom?
Yes. So the first Moon Bloom was in 2023. I come from a festival background. I've been going to festivals for a very long time. But the one thing that I was seeing is there has not been a lot of wellness in these communities. And a lot of these festivals are run by men. So I'm like, well, why can't I do a festival? Why can't I make a festival that like curates to wellness and children and a community model that feels safe?
Yeah.
So from that, Moon Bloom was born. And the inspiration behind that also was to create a permanent community, a self-sustaining community. So that year, that dream was also born of having this festival feed into a nonprofit that creates a self-sustaining community model that can be implemented in all different places.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I mean, I love that philosophy because I think, you know, so many of us started out going to music festivals when we were like young and partying, right? And staying up all night. And like, that was what it was all about. And, you know, perhaps we've left that moment in our lives behind, but we still love the music and we still love the community and the experience of being at a festival. So I love, you know, the idea of a festival that's focused on feeling good at the end of the weekend.
Right. Yeah, and it's not that it leaves anyone out. There's room for people to play and have fun as well. This is a multi-generational event. We want people of all ages to feel included in this.
Yeah, absolutely. But also feel like welcomed and safe and yeah, just good about themselves.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. So tell me a little bit about the location of Moon Bloom.
Magic Forest Farm is a beautiful regenerative farm that is focused on growing native trees and plants. They do their own timber and lumber, and they really focus on creating a sustainable ecosystem and giving back in their own ways. It has beautiful Airbnbs that are located upon it and a gorgeous, do you remember how many acres, Kate?
200.
200 acre farm.
Woo!
It's ginormous, and they have beautiful hiking trails all throughout, and there's so many beautiful spaces where we're going to be setting up the different workshop zones, because we have over 50 workshops throughout the weekend, including a wonderful kids zone to support the next generation that will be inheriting the earth. And so this farm not only has these beautiful gardens, but they also have been really repopulating pawpaw trees and focusing on tending to animals. They have peacocks. It's beautiful as soon as you drive in. And they're actually crafting a beautiful lake right now. And it's a really, really gorgeous space, like super tranquil. And it overlooks the main stage when you're looking past it, overlooks Thatcher Park.
Wow. So, I mean, this really, it sounds like a weekend retreat as much as it is a music festival.
You hit the nail on the head. It is.
And you've done an incredible job on the lineup. I mean, obviously, we love Haley Jane. We love Dirtwire. What was kind of your philosophy behind the booking process?
Philosophy behind the booking process is to have it be not just one genre. We believe that there's healing in all sorts of music. And this is kind of a unified lineup. It's not really too heavy in one genre and another. There's hip hop, there's bluegrass, there's jam band, there's a woman coming with a troupe of belly dancers, Maria Stark. If you haven't heard of her yet, please look her up. There's kirtan, there's men and women playing. Obviously the lineup is more on the feminine side with support of men, but yeah, it's just to be well-rounded is the philosophy. Yeah.
And it sounds like you can do a lot of dancing this weekend.
Oh, yeah. There's a beautiful space to take your feet off and stomp around. That's how you desire to dance.
Oh, that's amazing. So after having organized the festival for a few years, what are kind of some of the things that you've, you know, as we repeat things, we tend to hone them. So what are kind of some of the lessons that you've learned and things that you're excited about this year?
I think this year we've had the most space to plan. So I'm excited about that it's been out there longer than any other event that I've ever curated. And Tori and myself both come from retreat backgrounds. So that's how this even came about, is through retreat backgrounds. Yeah.
And I know that myself, I loved when Kate invited me in to put this together in a way where we have these beautiful workshop spaces. We have four different workshop zones for different elements, depending on what kind of workshops, whether we're tending to the earth, learning about plants, tending to the waters within our bodies and connecting into movement, fire, where there's fire ceremonies and other beautiful things transpiring, as well as air, things like breath work experiences and learning more about ethereal practices or spiritual practices, as well as the kids zone. And that we also have something called a bliss dome, which is a safe space for people to go if they are, you know, moving through something heavy that they feel in their hearts, and have people that will be able to support them within there. And then also to curate a beautiful immersive art experience all throughout the festival, where we're really allowing our experiences of supporting people through transformational retreats into the festival space, so that it's not just your typical festival where you go and have fun listening to music all weekend, but you're really invited to step into your most radiant, most alive, most embodied version of self, so that you can actually leave with tangible impact and change in your life, allowing yourself to shine in the ways that you've always wanted to.
Yeah,
Yes.
God, that is so beautiful. And I mean, really, like incredibly powerful. Like it's you've put something together that's not just, you know, it sounds like it's going to be extremely fun, but also like really purposeful.
And to add to that, I'm very excited about the way that the resources are being presented to people in a way where they get to build their own experience. There's going to be programming running in these different spaces at the same time. So people really are going to need to intentionally pick where they position themselves and what they want to take home with them, what's important to them.
So it's kind of like a choose your own adventure book.
Yes, very much so.
That's really cool. Let's talk a little bit about camping. Are you having camping at the festival this year?
Yes. So there is on-site camping included in your ticket for a weekend pass. And if you get a day pass, you also are welcome. Say you get a Saturday day pass, you're welcome to stay all day Saturday, camp through the night on Saturday into Sunday morning, and leave by 10 a.m.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, that's an incredible value, actually.
Yes. And actually, there's a wide array of spaces to camp as well. We have our night owl camping, we have quiet camping, we have family camping. So, depending on what your vibe is, we really wanted to attend to all sorts of people.
Beautiful. We're talking about the Moon Bloom Music Festival, if you're just joining us, which is coming up next weekend, the 26th through 28th at Magic Forest Farm. And what is the town that that's in?
Waymentallow.
Beautiful. And tickets are on sale now. You can still get your tickets, get your camping, your full weekend passes, or as Tori just said, take advantage of a day pass that still allows you to spend the night. If you just get stuck and need a car camp, or if you want to plan that way, either way is cool. What else should we know about Moon Bloom that people might not know or might not expect?
You want to talk about the Give Back initiatives, Kate?
So 100% of profits from Moon Bloom will be donated.
Oh,
50%
wow.
to food security efforts in the Northeast. Because when we started planning this, there was a huge food security crisis, and we felt compelled to address that. And this is our way of giving back, because really, we're in very unsecure times. So, 25% goes to the Eden's Rose Foundation in Albany. They're a wonderful nonprofit. They'll be with us throughout the festival. They have a community garden in the West Hill in Albany. They have the produce pickup project, which they give out 4,000 pounds of produce a week to the public for free. And we just want to support all of their beautiful projects, as well as specifically this plot of land that they have in Albany that they have the dream of turning into a food forest, which is a
Wow.
very regenerative approach to food security, just growing food.
Yeah.
And the other nonprofit is Project Bread in Massachusetts. Tori can talk on that.
Project Bread is a beautiful initiative in Massachusetts that connects people and communities in Massachusetts to reliable sources of food while advocating for policies that make food more accessible so that no one goes hungry. And they are one of the bigger organizations in Massachusetts, but their mission is really rooted in making sure that the hunger crisis and food insecurity is reduced, especially for BIPOC communities. And they're really proactive in fighting systemic racism and economic discrimination, and are really working within the systems, including laws and policies. And so, this is a big reason we wanted to support them and their initiatives as well.
Yeah.
Beyond that, the other 50% will be donated to the startup of a new nonprofit that we talked about in the beginning of this interview for self-sustaining community models that can be implemented all over the place, as well as a nonprofit that is rooted in natural ways of being with the earth and alternative methods of healing.
And regenerative
Beautiful.
culture.
Yes.
Moon Bloom Music Festival, that's next weekend at Magic Forest Farm. You can get your tickets now. Kate, Tori, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about it, and thank you for putting it together. It sounds like an absolutely incredible weekend.
Thank you so much. We can't wait to be with you so soon.
Thank you, thank you. And we hope everyone that listens in comes and chooses to join us in the magic. It's going to be really transformational. So if you have questions, feel free to email us at moonbloomfestival@gmail.com and we're happy to chat.